continuation of the previous prayer. I mean, the question, what shall we take here as examples? Well, you got the all-knowing, charismatic leader, either some incarnation of God or Jesus Christ, or just the perfect master. Holier than thou. But then that when that master becomes worshipped very much, it tends to go out of the normal, and then you got this thing there that you should move in, live in that place, isolated from the rest of the world, which is demoniac or whatever, darkness, dangerous, including parents and society and so on, old friends. Here we are with your new friends and new parents and husbands and wives, and maybe the leader becomes the husband of all the woman. I mean, we've seen all of these extremes, but and or you're supposed to give all your money to that group, to that leader, and not demand any accountability or anything. It's all about faith. You have to have 100% faith. If you don't, then you're out. This way, a small group remains. Really try to keep up that faith. And then that leads to fanaticism, because fanaticism, I would say, means that you just don't allow yourself to think much more, critical thinking and so on. You live on that faith, which you then have to psychologically work into your mind and each other's minds. That isolation and so on. So let's look, just look at these. Now, are these necessary?